Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Annie Feit. This week on AK, Getting Started, a group of teenagers from the Valley just released their very first CD. Garrigany and Twig used Kickstarter to raise money to produce the album called The Sleepy. The Wasilla-based indie folk band already has a small group of devoted fans. Now with the new CD, they're reaching more listeners in zip codes across the country. Alaska Teen Media Institute reporter Arena Filipenko has the story.
Imagine an evening sitting in your living room with dim yellow lights, indie folk music floating throughout the room. You and your friends are sipping some Kalati coffee. This is what four-piece teen band Garrigany and Twig created at the First Presbyterian Church of Wasilla for their CD release show a few weeks ago. Not to mention, they brought a cake shaped like a banjo.
Past the grass-grown backyard, from the fire we didn't light, cradle days arose from the rent we never paid. Did you catch that sunset? The last parade before the night. Elephants painting over plans we never made.
The band met through friends and during choir at Colony High School in Palmer. Member Rainey Hastings explains how they chose the name Garrigany and Twig.
Well, a Garrigany is an Australian songbird whose name translates to made of sound or born of sound. And Twig is also a verb, which most people don't know, which means to understand, especially using your eyes. And I think it's a good metaphor for our style, the way that we like to incorporate words that people don't know, and how all of our lyrics really have a way deeper meaning than what they sound like they mean.
Danny walked on the water, turned land into a door that opened wide up to the sky. Sunlight stolen by the lilies underneath the bellies and the bylawine.
From band bios to concert posters and their music, the group has a poetic, folksy style. Their primary instruments are guitar, banjo, violin, and upright bass, and they often take turns playing them.
Another signature part of our band is that we are pretty rich in harmonies. We sing together a lot.
So who among us is still sleeping?
The group's influences are Sufjan Stevens, Fleet Foxes, and Andrew Bird.
I think that what inspires us about Andrew Bird is that he writes the music that he feels like writing, whatever he is inspired to make, regardless of what people expect out of him.
Determined to create an album, the band made a Kickstarter page online. Member Grace Carey said that before they made the page, many of their family and friends didn't know what Kickstarter was. But the group was inspired by Alaskan musician Marion Call, who also completed a successful Kickstarter campaign. She raised over $63,000 for her trip to Europe to tour and record a live album. Taking the lead from Call, Carrie and her band set out with a smaller goal of raising enough money to record on their own in the Valley.
We were like, we can do that! And so we went on Kickstarter. We spent a long time making a stop-motion-ish video and writing a song for it, coming up with some cool verbiage for the page and some really sweet rewards for the people who donated. Like, say if you gave $75, Rainey is in the process of actually painting them a portrait of their cat. I don't know, it's just a really great thing. We set a goal for $900 and we doubled it actually. We made $1,800 to cover the packaging and the duplication of our album, The Sleepy.
When the funds were raised, Garrigany and Twig purchased a small Pro Tools workstation and recorded everything using just one microphone. Member Alex Lindgren says friends with experience recording helped show them the ropes.
We learned a lot in the process of doing this. The recording part was definitely the easier stretch. Then came the technical things like the mixing and mastering, which was pretty much all learned as we went.
Band member Grace Carey is happy with how the CD turned out.
The results were, like, exceptional and way beyond our expectations, and we're really excited.
Jerigany and Twig will be playing with another local band called Marching Band Solo at Jitters Cafe in Eagle River tomorrow, April 27th, from 3 to 5 p.m. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Arena Filipenko.
Lovely evening it was when we were the four of us, speaking words we'd only admit in a song.
What is it you've become? Sometimes a subject of romance.